Hey, welcome to the Virtual Boys to Men podcast. This is August 17th, 2011. I'm Jeff, and this is...
The 3DS Ambassador, Tom. I'm going to start putting that on my resume.
Yeah. You're just going to sell it to everyone.
The 3DS Ambassador. Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I have a title. Mm-hmm. I checked, and you can check on their website to see if you got the Ambassador status.
Mm, I see, yeah.
So, yeah. So I got it. I'm getting my way for my games.
You should have business cards made.
I'm gonna put business cards, resume, hand them out at airports and Starbucks and whatnot. Yeah,
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah, this is our special PAX extravaganza.
It's our PAX extravaganza, special edition episode actually.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did this right, we're on iTunes right now.
So hello iTunes.
Which is funny because I was setting up the feed for iTunes and we already have one subscriber. And all the feed said was, "This is a test feed."
Wow.
So yeah, good for that guy.
He likes test feeds. He's really into test feeds.
He pre-ordered our podcast.
Maybe it was just a name.
Mm.
I guess it's hard to say, but either way, like I said, this is our PAX extravaganza, so we're here to talk a bit about...
We should talk about PAX. We should have bought like horns and stuff. That would have been fun. But nevertheless, maybe next year.
Oh, I had a soundboard. Or horns.
One of those little...
So we can have noises like
just random
radio.
Stupid stuff. Yeah, people would just be. I'm sure we lost half the listeners by now.
Have an evening show. The wolves are out.
Woo! Where we drink 25 bottles of organic raw kombucha, get tanked.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of which, did you find any good place for us to get some kombucha? For sure.
There was a farmer's market or whatever, but it doesn't open until Saturday morning, and I don't know if we want to go out there during the PAX.
Right.
So.
Fair enough. Well, we'll see. Either way, so PAX is basically a convention for gamers. It's for the fans, not like E3, which is for the press and people selling games and buying games. It's for the actual consumers and the fans. And it's not even necessarily just video games. It's all sorts of different types of games. Tabletop games, card games. But definitely video games play a big part. And there's a huge expo hall where developers come to show new stuff, usually before it's come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you excited to see anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's so much stuff I want to see this year. We've been to two already. We went to Prime 10 and East 11.
Right.
So now we're going to Prime 11. And I kind of understand the process behind how
Prime
PAX...
Prime 11 sounds like it could be a band.
PAX 11?
Prime 11.
Prime 11?
Anyway, go on.
I'm sure. we can look them up and see. We already kind of have an idea of what to do as far as the 3 days that we're going to be there, as far as like how we're going to space this out.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first day, you know, everything is new, you know, it's all crazy. You get there and like most of the time when we went there, we would try to collect stuff. We would try to get shirts, swag, just, you know, like they just had random stuff to pick up. So I'm thinking that's probably what we should do the first day.
Yeah.
And then the next couple of days, just play games, go to panels, and stuff like that. But no, as far as the games go, I'm most anxious for is Path of Exile.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's a game that's very similar to Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much, like, if you put Diablo 2 and this game side by side, you would think it's pretty much the same game, just graphically. Except for this one's, like, 3D, it's bump mapped, and that's all that stuff.
Right.
But it's still, like, top-down view, but...
Asymmetric view?
Yeah,
Isometric.
Yeah, the characters are exactly the same down the center. No, so what it is, it's a free-to-play. You can download it. There's microtransactions. But the microtransactions are really... They don't impact the game.
Okay. Play. So it's like cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, it's like animations, dies, like pets. Mm-hmm. You can do like spell effects and name changes. Just it doesn't really affect the game too much. And the game is actually about... You're in your homeland. You get exiled to this like corrupted continent where all the inhabitants are like really hostile. And you just fight your way through. It's like... you know, you kill something, drops loot, you just collect loot, you collect armor sets, stuff like that. There's like six classes to play. There's three main attributes, and it's like strength, dex, and intelligence, dexterity and intelligence. And there's classes that stray on the extremes of these attributes. Say, like, the Marauder is, like, all strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ranger is all dexterity. And the Witch is all intelligence. Then you have, like, these hybrid classes that fall between, like, two different attributes, which is strength and dex would be, like, the Duelist. So I'm assuming it's, like, some sort of assassin class. Templar is strength and intelligence, so it'd be similar to, like, a la Paladin would play. And the Sixth class hasn't been announced yet. But it would be the dex intelligence. So we'll see. What's really cool about this game is what it sets apart from all these other dungeon crawly type games is the way the skills work. And usually you get, say, like a skill tree, or you get some sort of linear skill system where at level 1 you get Fireball, at level 5 you get Ice Nova, and then at level 6 you get Fireball level 2. Well, in this, you get these skill gems, and depending on how you equip these skill gems, you would get different, say you get Fireball. You, like, say me and you were both playing, like, the Witch. Like, we're playing, like, magic
users.
Why
are we both playing the Witch?
Because the Witch
doesn't seem like a good team.
Witches are awesome.
Okay.
So you get one that's, like, fire. Like, I get Fireball, like, at level 1, and then you, say, get, like, Ice Nova. So as you kill stuff, those skills increase in level also. I think it said like 10% of your experience goes to your skills. So if you kill something that's like 100 experience, your skills get 10%.
All of your skills are just the ones you're using?
The ones you're using.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the ones you're using. So then, you know, we would gain, like, I would be at like Fireball level 5, you'd be at like Ice Nova level 5, and we'd be pretty much on the same, like, level. But if you try to use Fireball, since you haven't used Fireball ever, it would be level 1, so you'd have to kind of, you know, work your way up there. And then have these sockets.
It works. I'd be very pissed off when we're fighting the ice monsters,
right? And you're like, really,
what was I thinking?
Well, the cool thing is, so there's sockets just like Diablo 2, just like World of Warcraft. Pretty much a lot of RPGs now use sockets, and you can assign the skill gems in the sockets of the weapons, like multiple, like some weapons have multiple sockets in them. You can put different skill gems, abilities, and stuff like that in there. What really sets us apart is the support gems. And some of the sockets are linked together, kind of like how like the materia system worked in Final Fantasy VII, where you can have like a gem that says like multiple attacks or multiple projectiles, and then if that's linked to, say, a fireball, instead of throwing one fireball, you're throwing like three.
Awesome.
And then there's, say, like one called like increased area effect, and you're using like Ice Nova. And what Ice Nova is it plants like a radius around you of just like this ice, and it slows the enemies around. Say it's like 5 feet radius. Well, if you increase the radius, it'll be like 7. And another thing you can do is link multiple support gems to one skill gem. So like, say you equipped Fireball, and then you put multiple projectiles on the Fireball, and then you put increased area effect, it would throw three Fireballs that like exploded and caused area effect. So there's a ton of customization
that
you can do. And
that's
especially
really sweet.
I checked their website, and at PAX they're giving out the beta, so we can check that out when we get back. So definitely cool.
That would be sweet.
So what's what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to quite a few things, but I think the thing I'm now most excited about is Borderlands 2 being shown there.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to make a beeline and check that out.
Is that the very first thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the stupid long line.
That's
going to
be a stupid long line, yeah. So it's got to be morning, queue line, run right over
straight
there.
Straight through, yep. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Awesome.
Because the stuff they're doing in that game looks crazy.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. Other than that, I mostly am excited about stuff. I have no idea what I'm excited about yet.
I really
want to see this. You know, I just want to see the new stuff I haven't really heard about.
Right.
Like, especially indie stuff, if I can find it. Most of the times, I don't find the cool shit.
Well, I got Snapshot or Retro Effect liked on Facebook, and they said that they've already announced their booth numbers. So once the map comes out, we can check that out.
Yeah, this is before the map comes out. So if you're hearing this and the map is already out, well, lucky you. You know more than we do, right?
Yeah,
now
we're totally in the dark.
But we still have a good idea of a lot of stuff that we think will be there, but like I said, I definitely want to see stuff that surprises me. That's one of the things I have most fun with.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Snapshot did for me at East, because I love games like that. I love those little puzzle platformer games, and went up to their booth. Now, we heard about it a little bit. We saw a little bit of video on YouTube and stuff, but
the PAX,
the fact that we played, six levels or seven levels of it, and it was just like crazy developers right there. They were talking to us like while we were playing it. It was really cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're awesome. They made me a shirt straight up with the screen press. It was pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm going to check them out, and also I'm going to check out Square Enix, obviously, because I'm a huge Square Enix fan. Final Fantasy 13 2 will be there. It'll be playable. It kind of plays itself, but we'll just watch the game play itself. No, hopefully they change up the battle system a bit than 13, because I like the people that complain about 12, how 12 is just, oh, you set up gambits and it plays itself. With 13, you just switch paradigms and it plays itself. So yeah, but no, I'm definitely looking forward to that, because the story, I hated how they ended the first one, just boom.
Done.
Wait for the next one. I was like,
yeah, it's not the way I think a game should end.
Yeah, well, Square is like infamous for that now. They set up like this whole world. They give you one game, and then they're like, okay, wait like 15 years for all this whole compilation to come out. They did that with Final Fantasy VII. Mm-hmm. Like, how many different Final Fantasy VIIs came out just to fill in all this story?
Yeah, I think VII was complete enough. I mean, if you build a world and you want to flesh it out, that's fine. You shouldn't tell everything in your story.
Well, yeah, but it was just like, what happened to Zack, and what's his deal, and, you know, the origin of Sephiroth and stuff like that. There was a lot of to-be-answered stuff.
Some stuff is best to remain a mystery, and when you know about it, it becomes a lot less exciting.
Yeah, well, the way they do it, though, I still think Crisis Core was one of those games where, like, it was almost needed to be played before 7, or you needed to play it to understand the full effect of why Cloud was like that.
Maybe, fair enough. 7 wasn't my favorite by any stretch, anyways.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But like Guild Wars 2.
Oh, definitely.
So, hopefully, it won't be stupid long lines. It doesn't have to be too long a line for those kind of games, because the play times are like 45 minutes at a time sometimes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So if three people ahead of you, you're looking at
Well, and then you're watching the game for 45 minutes three times, so you already know what's going on. And then when you get up to,
you can do four different starting areas this time.
Oh, sweet.
New ones that haven't been shown.
It was like when we were playing Final Fantasy 14, there's only three starting areas in that, and how many times did we see every starting area before we even got to play it?
Way too many.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like, why bother even playing it?
For the USB stick.
For the what?
That's all we played it for, was the USB
stick.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
panel, they announced
that... Am I done already? Cool.
After their panel, they were announcing if you make a character. This is, a few months before the game was releasing, and if you made a character, you got to put it on a USB stick that was Final Fantasy 14 branded. Yep. It was like... So you put it on the USB stick. So after the conference, or after their panel, everybody was rushing to their booth to get these stupid USB sticks.
The other neat thing about Guild Wars 2 is, you know how we got the bandanas for sort of playing it last year?
Oh, yeah.
If you show up with a piece of their swag, you get a shirt.
Oh.
I don't even know if you have to play the game. You just have to have, the bandana.
Bring the bandana.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so you said we kind of sort of got to play it. You want to explain what was going on when we kind of sort of got to play Guild Wars 2?
So, I guess, was it our tickets it was our badges were wrong, or...
I think, no, the badges were right.
The badges were right.
The tickets were wrong.
The tickets were wrong. Okay. They gave the wrong date for Saturday. It was Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the wrong closing time.
Yeah, the wrong closing time. I believe it said 7, but it closed at 6. This was our first PAX. We were totally... expecting to be there for another hour.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, we've been waiting in line for Guild Wars 2, and then the person in front of us leaves. We get to go up. We're playing for like five minutes
at most.
And then suddenly, all the lights come on. They're like, the expo hall is closing. Everyone needs to go.
And then we're like, oh, snaps. Well, at least we get to play Guild Wars.
Yeah, can we have our bandanas now?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It was cool what we got to play, but I don't know. I'm still not even totally sure how that was structured. We were actually, I guess that's why we got it. We're able to play. The line was really short at the time. So yeah. We were just in front of one girl. So she was like playing a high level character. Like, she had a ton of skills, mm-hmm. and then they did that dynamic event where they fought that dragon,
yep.
which looked cool. Then we got to play up there, and we were, like, level one doing starting level quests, and it's like, how does this transition?
And then not all the classes were unlocked.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Aliens game, Gearbox? Doing
is that being shown there?
I don't know.
I still think that's under wraps.
Oh, really? Well, no, there's a ton of videos from Gamescom right now.
Oh, then I guess it's probably going to be shown there.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to take place between, I think, the second and third movie.
Hmm. I haven't really played an Aliens game. Watched one of the movies, but it's just not my sort of thing.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, this is its own. I don't think this has anything to do with, like, Alien vs. Predator or anything like that. This is literally, like, movie 2.5, because from how I understand it, it's they sent out a distress beacon and they're waiting for Marines to show up, and you play as the Marines that show up after.
I see.
So it looks pretty crazy, and it looks really scary, and yeah, I'm gonna love it. Hopefully. Is there anything else?
Well, I mean, since we're on iTunes, we're probably not going to get any sort of feedback, but just in case, we have an email address, so if anyone wants to like email us with anything they'd like to see or for us to check out for them, our email address is vb2mshow@gmail.com. Also, we're probably going to try to pick up some extra stuff and possibly have contests here in the future.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, we're going to be posting like crazy on Facebook, Facebook account. If you search for vb2m on Facebook, you'll get us.
Just like us.
Yeah, we'll be posting on that a ton.
Yes.
Because I'll have my 3DS on me, and I'll just be updating Facebook whenever we're in lines and stuff.
We'll probably, try to, like, do some contests to give away some of the swag and maybe get some extra of these Path of Exile demo codes.
Oh, yeah, if we get Path of Exile betas, or if we pick up a lot of Steam codes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't pick up a lot in East, but I got quite a few in Prime that I redeemed, and I never played the game, so I figured we can pass those on to people, especially if it's games I know I'm not going to play. So.
Yeah. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, just like us on Facebook.
Yeah, and we're going to take pictures, we're posting them, we're going to be doing a lot of video, and our next episode is actually going to be a video podcast.
So get excited about that. I know you guys are excited.
It's going to be crazy, yep.
Yeah, but that's really all I got.
I think I'm good too. Next week should be pretty interesting, and we're gonna be shooting a lot of videos. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Yeah, post questions, comments, whatever. Yep. So yep, I think we're good. You got any closing thoughts?
Don't jump into water.
Into water.
Oh, AFKTavern.com. Check it out. It's the place in Seattle I just found out about. Check out the menu. It's hilarious.
And don't jump into water.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
I actually have to pitch a game real quick.
Oh, okay.
There was a game I was up last night, and I was going through the free library on iTunes for like iPad and iPod.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game called Hard Lines, and it is just like Tron. And Snake. You remember Snake for like those old... It's just like that. You can put it on Snake mode, or you can put it on Tron mode, where you have like the light cycles. It is an awesome game. It's free.
That's cool. Free?
It's free.
Okay.
Hard Lines on iTunes.
That out.
Yeah.
Okay.
App Store. Alright, guys. See you next week.
Yeah. We out. Is that all you got? Let's begin.